So, final lap, keynote. But first, let me introduce somebody who would like to say a few words to you. Her name's Laura K. Bruin. She's the section manager for Biology Chemistry Group and program manager for Genomics and Protein Sciences in the Molecular Tools Lab of Agilent Laboratories. And would you like to come and say a few words as one of our wonderful sponsors? Thank you.
So I was asked to explain a bit why about why Agilent continues to consider it a high priority to sponsor this conference. So Agilent Technologies is primarily a measurement company. We make measurement tools that address fairly diverse markets, including electronics, communications, chemical analysis, and life sciences. And Agilent's investment in life sciences research tools actually goes back to the days when Agilent was part of Hewlett-Packard. I think people generally think of Hewlett-Packard and Agilent as having primarily engineers. I'm actually a molecular biologist by training. Agilent makes a variety of tools that help measure different aspects of cells and molecules inside of cells, including DNA, RNA, proteins, metabolites, other small molecules. And importantly, I think increasingly, tools for helping researchers to integrate those diverse data types. I'm actually from Agilent Laboratories, which is the corporate research labs for Agilent. And our job in Agilent Labs is to develop breakthrough technologies that can power Agilent's existing businesses and importantly provide a foundation for new businesses that Agilent might get into. One of our favorite things to hear about in Agilent Labs are measurement challenges that researchers are facing, either measurements they'd like to make that are difficult or even better, impossible to make with today's technologies. And those kinds of fantasies and wishes, when we hear about them from researchers like yourselves, can help fuel ideas for inventions and innovations that can lead to new measurement technologies that would hopefully make your lives easier and your ability to achieve your goals more rapid and effective. So stem cell research is, of course, a dynamic field, as we've heard, and there are multiple examples in stem cell research, as there are in other areas of science, where new measurement technologies lead to new discoveries and insights, which, of course, in turn lead to new discoveries. So at Agilent, we've considered a high priority for many years to understand what's happening in stem cell research and participate in whatever ways we can. And our sponsorship of this conference is an example of that. So I'm going to stop there so we can get on to the main event here, which is a keynote talk by Craig Venter. But if you have any questions, you can feel free to follow up with me by email. Or Andrew Miller, who's the Agilent regional sales representative for genomics and can connect people with other regional sales representatives for other technologies, who's in the back now and also will be, I think, out at the table during the reception later. Thank you.
Thank you very much.